This is PCJ Radio International. PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station. It's very nice to have you with me for the next little while as we go through, well, some music as well. And I don't know what I'm saying right now, as I actually forgot what I was going to say. No, now I remember. We're also going to have today some more from the survey that we had running at pcjmedia.com. This time we're going to be looking at some of the comments that people left to a few of the questions, both the good, the bad, and the ugly. And, of course, the ugly is referring to yours truly. Yes. All right. I think the best thing we can do right now is kick off with music before I forget what I'm going to do next. Here's Fergal Sharkey and A Good Heart on your program, Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
I suppose they could be true, all about love and what it can do to you. Highest risk of striking out, the risk of getting hurt, and still I have so much to learn.
These days it's hard to find
a good heart.
True love.
Absolutely fantastic song, A Good Heart, Fergal Sharkey, formerly with the group The Undertones, and after his singing career, well, he still does sing, but for a time, he was Ireland's Minister of Culture. So there we have it. We have a government official singing on the program today, and I'm sure that many people, especially those in the United States, would wish their government officials would just sing and do nothing else. Anyway, now time to get to this week's mailbag. Well, it's now time we give a shout out to the following people. Tomohiko Icho in Japan. To our good friend Michael Stevenson, who lives in Portmagory, New South Wales, Australia. To Gianluigi Nagy in Italy. Hello to you. And you're just commenting to say that you tuned to us through 11835 and Italy, and you had no problem picking us up. You said the first half hour, there was no interference, but the second half hour there was. And I suspect I know where that is actually coming from, because we're having some issues with another station. I can't remember which one. We talked about it recently, a station in Europe that is on another frequency but causes interference to us there. But we'll see what we can do. And maybe as wintertime, you know, gets closer, maybe we might change frequency to something more clearer. But just stay with us. You never know what's going to happen. Hello next to Takaji Saraha in Japan. Hello to you. To Lee Silva in Mentor, Ohio, in the United States. Thank you very much for yours. And he also mentioned here, oh, and I should talk about, I'll talk about this later on in the program. But we're going to be doing a couple of broadcasts in the United States, and I'll tell you more about that a little later on in the program. Also to Hido Suzuki in Japan, thank you very much for your nice email. Also now finally to Wahid Laskar, who lives in Bangladesh, and he sent me a couple of very nice Bangladesh stamps in a very nice envelope. And I have to say, I love the envelope. I really do love the envelope that you included inside the envelope. And three pictures. And I did post the pictures on our Facebook page. And they're very nice, by the way. But something funny happened. It was one of those things that I didn't realize it at the time. But there's one picture where you're sitting with some friends, and I believe it is on a boat, and you said you're the one holding the camera. Well, there's only one person holding a camera, wearing a blue shirt. And the envelope that was inside the envelope, which contained some stamps, is called Vegetables of Bangladesh. Now, what was funny was when I was getting the picture ready to post on Facebook page, I had the picture of you and your friends underneath the envelope, and what came out on the website was Vegetables of Bangladesh, and then the four of you sitting underneath it. So if there's anybody listening right now who's seen that picture, no, Bangladesh does not grow people on farms. It just happened to turn out that way because of the way the envelope was positioned. It is rather funny, actually. And the thing is, I didn't realize it at the time. It wasn't until much later when I figured out what had happened. But it was too late. And I think you enjoyed that little giggle as well. You sent us a very nice letter to confirm all the reception reports that you received from us. So you sent a report for a report.
Yes.
A report for a report. That's an interesting way of putting it. And he says, sorry, I wasn't able to, for taking so late in getting this to you, but my son had a inflammation of the appendix, so I was not able to concentrate on my hobby. Well, I wouldn't expect you to. If you did, I would be very crossed indeed. But you did mention one of the songs that we played on the show, and I thought that we'd have another song from this listener as well, because for some reason, I don't know why, but I have a feeling that you actually like this singer. So this is going out to you, Waheed, your wife, and your son, who I suspect now is getting better, because we got this letter. Oh, it actually took some time. Not that much time. It was mailed September the 13th, and we got it on October the 7th, so it's not too much time. So hopefully your son is doing better. So this is a song for you and your family, another Roy Orbison classic, Only the Lonely.
Dum, dum, dum.
Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight. Only the lonely know this feeling ain't right. There goes my baby, there goes my heart. So far apart, but only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely
out to our good friend Waheed in Bangladesh on this, the 13th of October, 2013. Now, if you want to contact us, you can always do so by email, which is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. You can also contact us via snail mail, and our snail mail address is PCJ Radio International, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sanmin Road, Section 1, New Taipei City, Banqiao, Taiwan, 22070, ROC. Now, I'll say the address again a little bit slower, and hopefully you have a pen, pencil, or paper handy. Well, I'll give you a moment. Yeah, the show's stopping right now. We're stopping the show while some people, oh, they don't have anything ready, so we have to wait for a second. Yeah, we saw you. Yes, I know. I can see you. There's somebody there just running around frantically looking for something to write this down with. All right, here goes again. PCJ Radio International, 8th floor, that's 8th floor, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E 31, Lane 31, Sanmin Road, that's S-A-N-M-I-N, Sanmin Road, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O 1, T-I-O, S-E-C-T-I-O-N, I should say, Section 1, New Taipei City, and Banqiao is spelled B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taiwan, 22070, and that's R-O-C. So, right now, we do have a slogan contest running, and I want to read actually some of the slogans that have come in. We're going to be choosing down to the top five very soon, probably November, and then you, listening right now, can vote on which one you think is the best one. This is some actually that came in from a good friend of ours who listens on a regular basis. I'm not going to say your name because you'll know who you are, because I don't want to name the names of people of the slogans to keep it a bit anonymous right now. But he sent a whole bunch of them. How many in total? Oh, 12. We're not going to say all 12, but I'll choose some of the, you know, ones that I happen to personally like. PCJ Radio International, the choice of global listeners. PCJ Radio International makes the world unite through broadcast. PCJ Radio International, you please listen to get a vision. Yes, get a vision, but don't have a glass of wine, darling, or you'll never have a vision. Well, funny vision, I can say that, yes. PCJ Radio International, listen anywhere, anytime. We have another one here. Let's see. Oh, here it is. PCJ Radio, for your peace, comfort, and joy. That sounds a little bit familiar, I think. Yeah, it sounds like what Eddie Starchy said, a peace, cheer, and joy. But he made change. Yes, he made a change. Comfort. And I feel comforting. The word comforting is? I feel comforting that you did that. A very nice one. And another one that this person also sent in. PCJ, please come and join the happy sound of PCJ Radio. Well, thank you very much to the persons, who sent these. And we have a whole bunch of others as well that we don't have time to get to today. But we will next week. We'll read some more on the air. Now, if you want to take part in the slogan contest, just send your ideas for slogans, I should say, because some people will send one or two. Some people will send one. Some people will send, well, like we have here, how many do we send? 12? We have one listener, by the way, that sent, and I'm not kidding, 32. Yes, 32. Not 33. No. Not 35. Not 30. 32. And the funny part of this is that a few days later, we got an email from them again with another 27. So this person obviously is hoping and doing a pretty good job. And actually, you know, we do have, I don't even know. This is why we don't want to choose it. We want to have the listener choose it, because honestly, I don't think we could. Because there's so many good ones that, okay, put it this way. If we had the budget, everybody would be a winner. But we don't have the budget for that. It can only be one person. So I don't want to be responsible for being the one that says, oh, yeah, they're the winner. They're the winner, you see. Now, if you want to take part in this contest, because the grand prize is going to be a Texan S2000 receiver, a Texan S2000 receiver, send your emails to slogan@pcjmedia.com. That's slogan@pcjmedia.com. All right, we're going to have now a little bit more music, and when we come back, we're going to go back to the survey that I started talking about last week, where listeners can answer a bunch of multiple choice questions. And this week, we're going to get to some of the questions where people could be able to write an answer, both the good, the bad, and the ugly, as I said earlier. But first, a little bit more music. We're going to listen to Asha Bolse with, and I know I'm not pronouncing this correctly. If I'm not, you can throw eggs at me. Don't mail them, by the way. That would be, if you mail eggs, pull. Be a little bit stinky. Asha Bolse with a great number called Kala Pira Kala. the great Asha Bolse here on your program, Happy Station. Well, it's now time to get to some of the comments that people left behind. Sounds rude, doesn't it? You know, they left it behind, you know. No, but anyway, some of the comments that people left behind on the survey that we had running at pcjmedia.com. Now, most of the questions were multiple choice, but we also had areas where people can write and say what they like and what they don't like. One of the first questions in this category is, what direction would you like to see PCJ Radio International take? And here's a quite interesting one. It says, it would be good if Happy Station and Media Network would prepare special shows targeting locations like India, China, with hosts visiting that country. Just what Jonathan Marks did when he did Media Network. And I'm not Media Network Plus. You know, that's actually a very good idea. And surprisingly, this is actually something that we had thought about doing, but we just never did. So thank you very much. We're definitely going to now consider it more seriously. Another one here. Please start a program about folk songs from around the world. That I actually like that one very much. It should be more news-orientated, reducing the time given to music. Which is funny because the next one, a few actually, people wrote that they didn't like. They said we should play more news programs. And then the equal amount of people, different people, of course, said we should play more music. So we have to sort of try to find somewhere in the middle. And actually, you know, when you think about it, what shows are music shows that we have? Well, Happy Station is, well, we play music on the show, but it's not predominantly a music show. Jazz for the Asking, a new show that we started last week called Troppi Retro. But shows like Switzerland in Sound, The Stuff File, The Kelly Alexander Show, Media Network Plus, Switzerland, and Am I missing one? I don't remember. But actually, most of the shows that... Focus Asia Pacific, that's it. But most of the shows that we have are not music shows. So some people want more, some people want less. Honestly, a move towards programs like Media Network and Focus Asia Pacific. Skip Happy Station. Oh, you don't like us? But you know, it's funny, I realize. And this is something that an American broadcaster by the name of Howard Stern once said. He said, people that like him, listen. People that don't like him, listen. Because they want to hear what he's going to say so they can complain about it. So he said it's a win-win situation. And I kind of suspect, I've seen this before, where people, they've written emails and they said, I don't like Happy Station, cancel the show, I don't like it, it's no good. And then maybe a month goes by and they write again saying, I heard what you said, I think you should cancel the show. And then I'm like, well, wait a second, you just said that, but you continue to listen, you know. Another person here said Happy Station should be expanded. I don't know where to go with that one. I would like to see programming expanded on local AM and FM stations and also support streaming radio services. Well, streaming radio services, by the way, is something that we are looking at so we can provide our programming on a 24-hour basis. Now, here in Taiwan, we do have an FM relay, but we only have about 6 hours of original programming. The rest of the time, we run programming from Radio Australia. Let's move on next. The next question we had on the survey was, what do you think of PCJ presenters? And actually, the first one here is something that, you know, I have to watch out for. Because sometimes I can speak very, very fast. And I know that many of our listeners in Southeast and East Asia use English as a second language. So if you hear me speaking too fast, send me an email. And I will, you know, weekly call me up to remind me to speak a little slower, because unfortunately this is something that I do speak fast, that is, quite often. Must adapt Asian listener, must speak slower. Okay. Another one here, what do you think of PCJ presenters? This is not CRI or RHC, so the presenters should be able to feel more open and relaxed with the listeners, as well as make the odd joke or two. You haven't been listening to the other programs, you'll hear quite a bit, actually. The next one, well, they run the gamut in terms of vocal styles, from Bob Zanotti's classic radio voice to Dan Hensley's nerdy engineering voice. My impersonation of Dan, yes. But they all seem to be friendly and well-prepared presenters. Andy Sennett is the most professional host of Focus Asia Pacific and does a terrific job. Keith, well, we really can't get rid of him because he is PCJ. What is that saying, you know? What is that saying? You want to get rid of me? Hire a guy called Bruno. Yes. Or we can't get rid of him and also any of the other PCJ presenters because they're all very professional and likable. Somebody left one here which is just the same word, but they wrote it three times. Boring, boring, boring. I don't know what to make of that. And another one here that I think that Andy Sennett will like. And all they wrote was, I'm a beautiful lady. Please put me in touch with Andy Sennett. Listen, ladies. If you want, we can introduce you to eligible bachelors. Just contact the PCJ meeting group and we'll put you in touch with them right now. Send a fee of $200 in a brown envelope and we'll give you the address later on. Yes, we should start a dating service. Wouldn't that be interesting? Yes, PCJ Radio International Dating Service. One of the final questions that we had on the survey was, what are your final comments about PCJ Radio International? Now, I should mention that we're not reading every single one because that each category had over almost 300 of them. But we're just reading, you know, we're just picking, choosing and reading, you know, some here and there. I look forward to listening to Media Network Plus via podcast every week. It is on my list of 4 of 5 things I must listen to every week. Well, thank you very much for that. I would like to hear your program inside China, like Easy FM. Or on some AM and FM frequency in Shanghai. Thank you very much for that. Actually, that is something that we're working on. And you may or may not remember this, but many years ago, when I was working at China Radio International, one of the programs I did actually aired in Shanghai. So thank you for that. The next one, don't be so anti-radio. There is still an audience there. Even if it is no longer sexy, your programming is good enough to be worth looking for. Don't hide under a basket by not broadcasting. Hiding under a basket? Oh, God, the way I am, you know, you're kidding. Maybe a well, wishing well. You may ask why I picked North America and Europe and the Middle East as the main targets. Simple. Most radio stations seem to be ignoring those targets. You can set yourself apart by targeting them while others ignore them. Well, thank you very much, and actually that is something that we will consider very seriously. Continue to bring peace, cheer, and joy, just as Eddie Starts did back in 1928. Excellent. Let's hope you stay running longer than Marie Lam's DX with Cumbre, The Pirates Weekly, and HCJB's DX Party Line. Well, that's just gone, actually. DX Party Line is gone. And finally, continue to set yourself apart and not just present news programs. Now, of course, these are just some of them. As I said, we couldn't get to every single one, but we're working on collecting and putting some type of organization to all the data, and we will post it at pcjmedia.com very soon. You can find out when we're going to do that through our Facebook page. Just do a search for PCJ Media, PCJ Radio, or our Twitter account, and you'll find that all that information, by the way, at our homepage. All right. Time now for music. Well, it's not really music. It's more of a spoken word piece. And there's many listeners right now tuning in who remember Willis Conover, who did the Jazz Hour on The Voice of America for many, many years. Well, way back in 1968, he recorded a single with Charlie Byrd. And it is absolutely fantastic. It's very difficult to find and very rare. So you're in for a treat. Here's the one and only Willis Conover from the Jazz Hour on The Voice of America with a single that he recorded with Charlie Byrd called The Empty Streets.
I know the day. I know the night. I know the skyline in early light. The empty streets before the dawn. The playgrounds when the kids are gone. The harbor bell. I know them well. What does it mean? How much is real? The things I see, or the things I feel. Perhaps the world is what it seems. Believe your eyes. Forget the dreams. But where's the town I've always known? It looks familiar, but I'm alone. I lost a world where I belong. It wasn't right. It wasn't wrong. But it was real. And she was here. And now she's gone.
The Empty Street by the fantastic Willis Conover with Charlie Bird, that was released in 1968 on Columbia Records as a single. And for those of you who don't know this, but Willis Conover for many years hosted the Jazz Hour on The Voice of America. Now, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but you're watching a television show, or it could even be a movie, and all of a sudden there's a song that appears in the movie. And you think to yourself, I've heard this somewhere before. And then moments later, it all comes back to you. Well, that's what happened this week. There's an American television series called Breaking Bad that I've only just started watching. And after I heard that the series was ending in the United States, I decided to go and get the DVDs because everybody was talking about how fantastic it was. And there's a piece of music that's played in the first season, in I think it's the last episode of the first season, and it's from an album that I used to have more than 20 years ago. It was called Hi-Fi Baby, released on Fontana Records. And it took me a while. The song is called Baby, It Is Such a Good Night Tonight. And it's a fun little number, kind of a bossa nova mix. And it's performed by Charlie Steinman and his orchestra. Now, this is an orchestra that I'd forgotten about for many, many years. And after doing some bit of research on the internet, not finding anything about Charlie Steinman and who he was, I did manage to find a few recordings, which I was able to get. One of them actually is on the soundtrack to the TV series Breaking Bad, which, oddly enough, the song is featured on the soundtrack, but it's not credited to Charlie Steinman. It's credited to some other artist who obviously is nowhere near the age range that would be when this recording originally came out. So I don't know what was going on there, but there's really no information about who Charlie Steinman was or anything else. But anyway, here they are. Charlie Steinman and his orchestra. If there's anybody out there who does know anything or remember anything about this band, let me know.
It is such a good night to kiss. It is such a good night to dance. It is such a good night to Scooby-Dee-Doo-Dee-Doo, 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 love. It is such a good night to kiss. It is such a good night to dance. It is such a good night to Scooby-Dee-Doo-Dee-Doo, 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 love. It is such a good night to kiss. It is such a good night to dance. It is such a good night to Scooby-Dee-Doo-Dee-Doo, 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 love.
Charlie Steinman and his orchestra and singers with It Is Such a Good Night Tonight, or as it's also titled, Baby, It Is Such a Good Night Tonight. Anyway, you're listening to your program, Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Those who also enjoy listening to our shortwave transmissions, you can catch another edition of Happy Station on Sunday at 1330 UTC on 11835. Targeting Southeast and East Asia. Now, what we did last week and had a fair amount of success to it was a number of you said that you'd like to hear that program as well. So we actually started feeding that program live, as we do it on Sundays at 1330 UTC. If you go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on our website, you're obviously there. For the one-hour transmission, we also include a link where you can listen to the program as it's being fed out. So if you're outside North America, you actually, outside the target area, you actually have a few other ways to listen to it. First on shortwave, or you can go to a website called Global Tuners, which is, I think, fantastic because you can actually hear how it actually sounds off air. Or you can go to our website, and we will feed a recording live, which is coming from the master control room at Trincomalee. So it'll sound pretty much like the one you're listening to right now, meaning sound quality-wise. A little bit different, because the show that we send to Trincomalee, that we feed to Trincomalee is not in stereo. It's actually in mono for a reason. Because this, of course, is going on a shortwave. But also because if we play stereo recording, sometimes you will miss certain sounds. When was it? A while ago, I played a recording. It was a living, what was it called? Living stereo recording. And people listening said, well, every so often they would only hear brass, and then it would sort of fade away, and then they would hear bongos and drums, and then they'll fade away, and the brass would come back. And it's because at Trincomalee, their audio output is only mono, so it was taking everything from one channel and putting it out. But anyway, if you are around Sunday, 1330 UTC, check us out. www.pcjmedia.com. Or if you're in Southeast and East Asia, 11835 kilohertz. The audio stream usually turns on at around 15 minutes before the program actually goes out. And for the 50 minutes, there's usually music and our interval signal, which is the cueing signal for Trincomalee. Anyway, our final piece of music today, I know there's actually a fair amount of time before we say farewell, but we're going to play a suite for you. And this is something that is a few people actually wanted to hear because we featured a recording from this soundtrack before. It's the soundtrack of John Williams, a fantastic composer who's written music for Star Wars, Saving Private Ryan, Schindler's List, JFK, Home Alone, The Empire Strikes Back, etc., etc. And we're going to listen to something from the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind. It's a suite from it, so I hope you enjoy it. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long. Au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.